If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Raven and I are broadcasting from home, but we still want you to chime in. You can text us 1-800-330-9999 and just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you disguise yourself as a bush to get out of your house and get away from your family in quarantine, that's all I need to know about you. Did you see this video yet, Raven?
I haven't seen the video. I saw a still of it, right? I saw a bunch of bushes outside of the house, and I thought it was, you know, somebody looking to roam the neighborhood. What happened?
So he's just dressed up as a bush. It must be some kind of like hunting costume because it is so legit. When you watch the video, which we have up on our Facebook page, you can search for Anna and Raven and see it there. You can't tell that it's him. And the way that he moves across the street and replants himself, it is truly like a bush moving. It is insane, but also genius in a lot of ways.
So why is he trying to get away from his family so bad?
Oh, what kind of question is that? Who isn't trying to get away from their family right now? On my text chain with all my girlfriends, I think we're all losing our minds a little bit. If I could get in a bush costume and just run away for a little bit, I think I would too.
So what is his ultimate goal though, right? Is it just to see, hey, look at how great I look on my security camera right here as a bush that walks across the street? Or is he actually trying to get to a destination? Because if I was him, I'd stay away from the dog park. Your social distancing could be a bit more of a challenge if you look like an appetizing shrub.
On our Facebook page, Marilyn wrote, I'm stuck in Peru and people are renting their dogs out so you can walk them. That's all I need to know about you. That's true. If you rent a dog to have an excuse to get out of your house and walk and you don't get in trouble with the authorities, that's certainly all I need to know about you.
What a great deal for the dog, right?
Right.
If you can't comprehend why the delivery driver now takes an hour instead of 20 minutes, that's all I need to know about you. Be happy that your restaurants in your area, if they're doing business, that they're doing a good amount of it, right? I mean, it takes more time if people are just being diligent, putting together your orders, making sure they get transported to your house nice and cleanly, making sure all the proper payments are made. A lot of these places weren't set up for delivery before. So, you know, if they're getting it there within an hour, if the meal looks good and everything tastes good, I'm more than happy.
Yeah, Nobody has the right to complain about things like now, right now, when we're doing the best we can. Like, you can complain privately that you're tired and your family's driving you crazy and you're scared and all that. But I don't think you can complain because your pizza took an extra 10 minutes to get to your house.
It's not like I wasn't upset that the Parmesan was missing from my salad the other day, but I had to take it into account. It was the people in the parking lot that I saw them getting anxious with the people that were walking up to their cars and checking their orders and making sure they were all set. That was what really bothered me.
If you want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. Just text and fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven and I are broadcasting from home. And now that President Trump said the social distancing rules will apply at least until the end of April, it got us thinking, are you happy with who you're quarantined with? It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, it can be tough right now. And I think that the really daunting thing right now, Anna, is here we are, April 1st, and you're looking ahead and you're saying to yourself, wow, the last 2 weeks have been challenging. Fun for a few days, right? And now you realize the stress and the kind of work that goes into actually trying to get things done. And then you're looking at it saying, okay, we've got at least 30 days to go right now. How are we going to make this work? I may have to vote a couple of the people off this island.
You're just home with your wife, Alicia. It's just you and the dogs. Are you happy with that? And if you could choose 3 people that you would never want to be quarantined with, who would those right. 3 people be?
I am happy with my wife and the dogs. I mean, I don't think the dogs are all that happy. The dogs are looking at us like, wait a minute. So now dad's home and you guys are talking to us even less. But I've had some time to think about it, obviously, because that's all we have. So I know the people I don't want to be quarantined with. First, he's got to be Kelly Ripa. Now, you know, I love the Live with Kelly and Ryan show. It's a good show. But here's the thing. Kelly is a really, really, really smart person. And for whatever reason, I don't think she can figure out this video conference thing. Every time Ryan goes to talk, she goes to talk. Every time she starts to say something, she pauses awkwardly.
We shouldn't be the ones to talk. You know, us having to Skype and record and get on the air, it's been a juggling act. I feel like you're giving Kelly a hard time when we're going through the exact same thing, including my daughter who's playing the piano in the background. It's a whole different set of challenges going on.
Listen, that's the house band. This show is expanding. Hers is shrinking. I'm just saying. Second one, Ryan Reynolds, right? Seems like a really nice guy, comes off with these different jokes. But the thing is, if you're friends with a guy like Ryan Reynolds, he's going to make jokes about you. And during these times, I'm being caught on camera far too often without having taken a shower, brushing my hair or whatever. So it's going to be embarrassing if I know Ryan Reynolds.
Now, I think Ryan Reynolds would be fun to hang out with for a little bit. And then you would have to feel self-conscious about the way you look. And then you'd have to put makeup on. And let's be honest, none of us are putting makeup on right now.
And then any of the Kardashians, did they have some sort of big fight the other day? It's all I'm hearing about. I don't want to be in the middle of some fight between these sisters right now. I don't need that kind of drama.
Three people I don't want to be with. Tying into the Kardashian, number one, Kanye West. Because you know, like, he's just not going to stop talking. Like, he's just not going to stop talking at any time. It's just going to keep going and going and going. And you can't argue with him or have a conversation because he'll just overwrite you. It would be literal hell, I think.
I feel like every 2 seconds he's going, I got an idea.
Yep.
And then when you try and add, he goes, I'm going to let you finish. But he never lets you finish.
He never lets you finish. Not even once. Poor Taylor Swift. Second person I never want to be quarantined with, Joe Exotic. I know, Raven, you haven't watched Tiger King, but Joe Exotic is the kind of guy that you can watch for like the series because he's fascinating. But if you had to be stuck with him, you'd be ready to throw him off the island. 100%. Like, he's just nuts. And there's only so much nuts you can take.
I mean, Cardi B wants him out.
Cardi B wants to put him out of jail. I don't understand why Cardi... I watched the same Tiger King that Cardi B did. I don't understand why she doesn't think that he's guilty. It doesn't make any sense at all. And the third person is Beyonce. Like, I wouldn't want to be quarantined with Beyonce. And not because I think she's annoying, but because I think she's awesome. And I feel like at this point, you've just let everything go. I eat what I want. I work out when I feel like it, which is pretty much almost never. Don't wear makeup. I'm in sweatpants right now. I got to pull it together for the Queen Bee. And I don't think I have the effort to do that. We asked on Facebook. Larry wrote, Fran Drescher, Satan, and the guy at my office who doesn't know what soap is. Good.
Nice.
Good, yeah. And then there was a whole argument. Fran Drescher, which would be awesome to hang out with, and that she's had surgery and she doesn't have that voice anymore, which I didn't know. Is that true or not? Do we not even know if that's true?
I did not know that.
Patricia wrote, my psychotic sister-in-law, my late office manager. I mean, he's dead. Terrible. And North Korea's president. Wait, she put North Korea's president and her dead office manager in the same boat. Like, can you imagine?
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
March Sadness continues on the Anna and Raven show. We're home, you're home, and the truth is, we're watching a lot of movies, so we're looking to crown the saddest movie of all time. You've had 24 hours to vote. Toy Story 3 versus Up. Let's start with Toy Story 3.
Oh, you gotta promise to take good care of these guys. They mean a lot to me.
My cowboy!
Woody? What's he doing in there?
Such a part of growing up, a hard part of it, right? When we think about our childhood and how much better we were then, and innocent then. And giving up your toys is a big part of, like, turning your back on that part of your life. And then watching another kid run away with them. You know, the adult in you understands that they go on to have another life. But the kid in you says, that's mine. Give it back.
It's the hidden meaning, the loss of innocence, the loss of being a child and growing out of it. And that's the sad part here. But I don't know if it can compete with the sadness of Up.
What are you doing?
Ah! Don't you know this is an exclusive club?
Only explorers get in here. Not just any kid off the street with a helmet and a pair of goggles.
Do you think you got what it takes? Well, do you?
All right, you're in.
Anna described the end of this movie to me yesterday as the man is going to die.
Well, that's what it is. For a cartoon children's movie, it's the sadness of an elderly person losing their loved one after having them their whole entire life. It is heart-wrenching. If the beginning part, which I don't want to give too much, but when they're in the doctor's office,
Spoiler.
There's, oh my gosh, I don't want to say what happens, but I don't care. And most children, it goes right over their heads of what just happened. But if you're an adult watching that and you know, it is the most heartbreaking moment. And then he loses her, and all he wants to do is follow her dreams of get that house up there. I mean, it is the most heartbreaking, beautiful movie. And that's why, without a doubt, Raven, Up makes it to the Elite Eight.
Exciting news. Our next two competitors coming up in just a moment.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
March Sadness continues. We're looking for the final contender to make it to the final eight, as we are on a mission to find the saddest movies. We know that you're home. We know that you're watching movies. You might as well rewatch some of these classics and figure out which one makes you cry the most.
We're in the Disney Dogs and Giants category, and these are some heavy hitters right here. Let's start with Green Mile.
Tired of all the pain I feel in here in the world every day. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Can you understand?
That movie was sad. He was so big, and it was so sad, and there was everything about it that was just sad.
Very little uplifting scenes there. Tom Hanks brings it. Michael Clark Duncan, absolutely fantastic. What a great movie. And all the different character actors in that one, too. David Morse is in there. So many different actors in there.
It is a good movie, and it is really sad. But I think that the bigger problem is, how do you put any movie next to one, if you're an animal lover, Marley and Me?
You know what made you such a great dog is you loved us every day. No matter what, that's an amazing thing. I want you to remember you're a great dog, Marley. You're a great dog.
You're going to have to speak. I can't speak. I can't watch this movie. This is one of those movies that I know what happens just from talking about it with people and pulling up this scene before. And it makes me cry watching it in a 2-minute clip on YouTube. I absolutely cannot handle this movie. It's the same thing with The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke. I hear it's so sad, I don't ever want to watch it. Strangely enough, Mickey Rourke and the dog look somewhat alike.
You know what the weird part is? I read the book. I read it when I was younger. And then I never, like, because it was so sad, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Traumatizing. Really? Well, the question is, who will they vote to put ahead into the Elite Eight?
You have 24 hours to rewatch the movies or just vote if you already know which one you're voting for. You can do it on social media and on Raven on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Or you could text your vote to 1-800-330-9999. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning, same time. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. Number one, Dr. Fauci was asked if we should expect a second surge of the virus in the fall, and this is what he had to say.
In fact, I would anticipate that that would actually happen because of the degree of transmissibility. However, if you come back in the fall, it will be a totally different ballgame of what happened when we first got hit with it.
There are a lot of reasons we would be better prepared. Testing would be more available, he continues on, possible vaccines, just knowing what they're dealing with. Like, second time around, it won't be a surprise like it was kind of this time at the magnitude that it hit. And he also said that there's a glimmer of hope the quarantine is working. But I don't know if he just said that to make us feel better, Raven, or if he actually truly meant it, because he kept saying it's a glimmer of hope, and a glimmer is pretty small.
I think we need to be really cautious right now. If we get it to subside just a little bit, our instinct, of course, is going to be able to rush outside and celebrate everything as we normally would and getting through this, and maybe that's going to make for a rough fall. Let's hope that we're going to get some good news soon.
Second thing you need to know this morning, Brooks Brothers, an upscale clothing company, has announced that their New York, North Carolina, and Massachusetts factories will begin to produce up to 150,000 masks a day, and they're hoping to add protective gowns to that, too. A lot of companies are doing this. We've been talking about how Anheuser-Busch started making hand sanitizer, and a lot of different companies jumping on board to help out. But Brooks Brothers, you could probably resell that at some point, right? It's got, like, the labels on it.
Thinking about the formal wear, especially the cummerbund, do they need to do a lot of changes already? Just chop that thing in three pieces, put an elastic on each side of it. We can ramp this count up right away.
I mean, my husband adores his Brooks Brothers suits. Like, whenever he's got to go on a power meeting, that's the first thing he puts on. Christmas next year, I can match it with a special Brooks Brothers mask. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if he'd want that. And the third thing you need to know this morning, check out this beautiful noise. It's Hope Raven. That's what it is. New York City has started what they're calling the 7 p.m. clap out. So at 7 o'clock every night, you see all the people coming out on their balconies outside their front doors, and they're just clapping and they're hooting and they're hollering and they're cheering on all the medical workers trying to help us.
I'm watching Jeopardy, people. How can I hear the questions?
I love that they're doing this. And you know what else? Because Italy did this too at 7 o'clock at night. I don't know why 7 o'clock at night is the universal time, but other places have been doing, have you seen like the teacher caravans? I saw a caravan down my street the other day, but I didn't know what it was for. The teacher caravans, like going past students' houses and beeping and waving and saying, we miss you. This is like an interesting time to come together too, even though it's all by car or just yelling out your balcony.
Whether you're ringing bells, keeping an ear out, clapping, whatever it may be, it does feel good to be connected because sometimes you feel alone during this process.
Obviously, it was heartbreaking for so many competitors and athletes that the 2020 Summer Olympics had to be delayed in Tokyo until next year. The new date is going to be July 23rd, 2021 because of the pandemic, of course, just like everything else.
But that means that we've got extra time to get ready now. And yesterday you started spouting off thinking that you wanted to start training.
Well, right. It's Anna and Raven. I was thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. So now we got an extra year. Now, I'm not sure we could still qualify. I don't know what the rules are with that. But if you had a year to master any of these skills, what would they be? And I spent a lot of time looking over all the different summer sports to see like what our options would be. Because let's be honest, we all have some extra time on our hands right now.
We do have extra time. On the other hand, these are the world's best athletes. So I think that we're going to be a little bit limited.
Here's the ones that I know that we can't do. We cannot become proficient and compete in the Olympics in beach volleyball because you could not pay me to put on a bathing suit right now if my life depended on it.
I don't have the knees for it. I mean, I remember Top Gun, all right? And the sequel's coming out this summer. I don't want anybody to be comparing me to anybody.
Right. Then there's other things like karate. Let's be honest, Raven, you're never going to be the best karate person because you can't get your leg up that high, even if you really stretch a lot starting right now.
My best karate days are certainly behind me.
Sport climbing, like, you know, climbing mountains and stuff. We can't do that. That seems really dangerous right now.
I told you, I was sweating the entire time I watched that Free Solo movie. I thought I was going to throw up. All right. That was just too graphic for me.
But there are some sports here that I think we have a shot at. I think that I can probably master artistic swimming or the how do you call it? Gymnastic, rhythmic.
Yeah. Rhythmic.
So the one where I have the ribbon and I just run around with it and I just twirl it in the air. The ribbon. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought breakdancing was going to be in this year, as a matter of fact. I didn't see it listed on the Olympic site, but thought it was going to be in for this time.
No, but if there was breakdancing was there, I would definitely qualify for that. But anything artistic swimming, like you don't actually know how to have to know how to swim. But if I can just twirl around and I can definitely wear one of those shower caps, I think I could probably compete in a year.
It's all interpretive, really, right? So if they see you struggling, they just say, and here she depicts what the world went through with the pandemic in her dance. And really what you're doing is you have a twitch or an itch on your leg, or you've forgotten the entire dance at this point. You're just making up as you go.
I saw that badminton is one of the summer sports. So my daughter and I, when it was one of the nicer days last week, we went outside and we took out the badminton and we tried to do it. I didn't realize how hard it is. Have you ever played badminton? It is no joke. We couldn't even get that volley going more than four times. Our goal was five. We failed.
I think that you're having a hard time saying it by itself. Like
badminton.
You said it. Yeah, no, you said it three different ways each time. And I'm not sure which one was right, if any of them were right. So I'm just going to say, yeah, let's skip that one too.
But I did figure out what you could probably master in a year.
What's that?
Fencing.
I already have a fence. I do have lightsabers if you're talking about sword fighting.
Yeah, sword fighting, but they call it fencing. They don't call it sword fighting. And you have to, and I figure you could probably just wear all white. And I mean, you just got to like twirl around. You know, I challenge you to a duel. It seems easy enough.
Is that the way they begin? With that list, maybe we can whittle these down and come up with something that we could be proficient at.
Well, we have 1 year to figure it out.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
People are using the Nextdoor app to barter for goods, which makes a lot of sense. You know, if your neighbor was that guy that was hoarding all the toilet paper, you can trade him your firstborn for a roll. It's Anna and Raven. But Nextdoor, that app, has always been good for one thing, and it's seeing how crazy your neighbors really are.
When somebody's walking by on the street, they can kind of keep things to themselves. They don't have to start a conversation. You're not aware of how crazy they are. But when it lives on the internet, we can all take a screenshot and rejoice.
So what we like to do is take some of our favorite posts on the Nextdoor app and act them out for you. Today's next door post is from Barry. And Barry writes, "Woodchuck. Can anyone suggest how to get rid of a woodchuck from my yard? This is a real problem because now that we're home so much, there's so many animals that are like starting to drive you crazy. There's a woodpecker at my house and I'm pretty sure my husband, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to lose his mind."
Steve chimes in. "Good luck. I trapped 6 last year and they destroyed my garden and they kept coming back. I hear one of the best things to do is get a dog. They won't come around if there's a dog." Mm-hmm. "I've got 2 dogs. He's lying. He's totally lying."
Marty agrees. "Wrong. Had a flower garden for years and they hit it. It looked like a tornado hit the garden. Have not had flowers there since because they come back every year. We have a dog. Actually, at the time, we had 3 dogs. It didn't stop him from coming. Didn't bother old Chuck. He continued to come back."
Karen retorts, "My dog would catch them and break their necks. But you would have to get right breed of dog. Mine is a Jack Russell mix, but that still didn't get rid of them altogether. They tend to go in my neighbor's yard and stay out of mine. That's because they know murder lies within their fence line."
Isn't it weird that Karen is just bragging about the fact that her dogs can break their necks? Like, what? Like, who brags about something like that?
Terrier mix, that's what they were made for, going into those holes and grabbing those rodents. They live for that.
Dagny responds, "I used to hit them with my tennis racket. I would get them gone before baby season." Can you just imagine this person just running around their yard with a tennis racket beating these woodchucks? Like, if you're that neighbor and you see your neighbor doing that, what do you do at that moment?
It's a good workout. Seems a little cruel, but with the Wimbledon being canceled, maybe there's room for this.
Maybe.
David writes in, "How many woods could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Oh, there's always that guy."
Oh, that guy. You got to put that in. Mario responds, "You need to have a heart animal trap. Use ripe apples for bait. But the trick is to release them miles away, like 5 miles at least. Otherwise, they'll find their way back to their den." Social distancing for woodchucks. That's what we have to do. We have to separate them by miles.
You're right. It is much more considerate to take them to another town and drop them off where they can never find their offspring again. So and much nicer.
Why do they have to use ripe apples? I mean, are they really that picky?
Diane says, "I used cayenne pepper on my flower garden. It helped. You just have to repeat it after every rainfall. It helped with my tomatoes and the chipmunks, rabbits, etc."
Is cayenne pepper really going to be that much of a deterrent? Maybe.
I can't eat anything with it in there. I get heartburn.
Yeah.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Andrew is playing via Skype today, and if you want to play via Skype or by phone call, you can head to annaandraven.com. We got all the information there. You can sign up to play, and we'll schedule you just like we scheduled Andrew. Andrew, can you please ask Raven to get up, take off his headphones, and turn around?
Raven, get up, take your headphones off, and turn around.
How am I going to know when you guys are done if I turn around?
Just keep checking over your shoulder. Raven's been doing so good that I think that he's reading my lips.
Okay. Right. With a 10-second delay. All right, here we go. Good luck. Okay.
All right. Okay, here's how it works, Andrew. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll somehow wave Raven to come back and sit down, and then we'll see who gets the most right. If you beat him, you win a $100 gift card to Dunkin', and no matter what, you're going to get an Anna and Raven t-shirt. But if he gets more than you or ties, then he wins. Sound good?
Sound good.
Okay, number 1, Shaquille O'Neal says, despite being part of the Tiger King show on Netflix, he's not friends with Joe Exotic. What was the first NBA team that Shaq played for?
The Clippers, or the LA Clippers.
Number 2, Matthew McConaughey is joining the celebrities that are doing PSAs to stay home. What 2013 movie did McConaughey star in and win an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Number 3, the new Ghostbusters movie is the most recent to postpone its release until March of next year. What actor played Dr. Peter Venkman?
Bill Murray?
Number 4, Suzanne Summers wants to pose nude in Playboy for her 75th birthday. What piece of exercise equipment did she make famous?
The Thighmaster.
Number 5, American Idol may start filming in their homes. Which judge is currently pregnant?
Katy Perry.
Nice job, Andrew! Yes. Now here's how are we going to get Raven's attention?
Raven!
Raven! He'll eventually turn around. We still have to wait for him to turn around. Now, come back. Okay, we're good. There you go. See? We figured it out, Andrew.
All right. How do you do?
I think he might have you beat. He's got 4 out of 5.
Aww. That's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Shaquille O'Neal says, despite being part of the Tiger King show on Netflix, he's not friends with Joe Exotic. What was the first NBA team that Shaq played for?
First one was the Orlando Magic.
That is correct. Number two, Matthew McConaughey is joining the celebrities that are doing PSAs to stay home. What 2013 movie did McConaughey star in and win an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Oh, that's a long time ago at this point.
I'm going to need your answer.
I'm going to take a shot and just say Lincoln Lawyer, and that's wrong.
Nope. Dallas Buyers Club. You need to get all these right to tie. Number three, the new Ghostbusters movie is also going to postpone its release until March of next year. What actor played Dr. Peter Venkman?
Bill Murray.
That's right, Bill Murray. Number four, Suzanne Somers wants to pose nude in Playboy for her 75th birthday. What piece of exercise equipment did she make famous?
The Thighmaster.
Yep, darn it. Number five, American Idol may start filming at their homes. Which judge is currently pregnant?
Well, it's got to be Katy Perry, right? I mean, anatomically. Yes. I mean, Lionel Richie's done a lot of amazing things, but that would be his biggest feat to date.
Oh, Andrew, I thought we had him today, but you tied him, and that does get you your own Anna Raven t-shirt.
No, okay. I can't beat Raven.
All right, well, thank you for trying. And if you want to challenge him, too, you can send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com.
Good luck next time.
What's going to go on with our mail during the pandemic? It's Anna and Raven. Maureen Marion, she's the manager of Northeast Area Communications for the U.S. Postal Service. So, Maureen, thank you for taking the time. It's funny, I just looked out my window, and sure enough, the mail is being delivered, and the post office is working, and everybody is business as usual. Has there been any hiccups with the COVID-19 with the post office at all?
Well, let's be very clear. There's a couple things we want everyone to know. We work very closely with the guidelines that have been given to us from the Centers for Disease Control, and their information remains that mail and packages remain safe. So that's a good thing for people to know. That said, our employees, they're your neighbors, your family, people down the street, we have genuine concerns like everybody. And right. We are working with our employees to be sure that we provide the best information we have in real time to keep them in the best position to maintain their personal well-being. We are providing support material where we can, a lot of service talk, and of course, the cooperation of the public in participating in things like social distancing that just makes our carriers' day easier and our window clerks as well, because don't forget, we are also open in our lobbies all around the region as well.
I know that we're seeing a ton of work with delivery and takeout, obviously, in the restaurant businesses and so forth in the area. Are you seeing an increase as well in, you know, the amount of packages that are going through the Postal Service? I know it's, you know, it's millions of pounds of things every day, but are you seeing a market increase right now?
It's hard to say that it's a marked increase. We have national data that we'll be looking at in these cases. It really is a case-by-case, day-by-day basis of what we do see. And it's important at the point of acceptance, for example, that customers are talking to us about what they're sending. For example, if you are sending maybe a package to your buddy someplace who may not have what you have, there are some limits on the ability to mail things like hand sanitizers. We want to be sure that when people do use the mail, particularly on a personal basis, that when they come to the post office and they stand 6 feet apart, that when they finally do get as close to us as possible, which is going to be 6 feet apart, they tell us really what's in there, so that we keep not only the mail stream safe, but moving, because if something breaks or leaks, it can sometimes have dire impacts on changing conditions in a post office under any circumstance.
Has there been any delays in deliveries or that have happened so far or that you foresee in the future, people mailing packages or just regular mail?
I think that we have to be very candid. Again, postal employees are your friends and your neighbors, and this is a real deal for all of us. At the national and certainly at the local level, I think it's very safe to say we are flexing our resources as they are available to us, and every day is its own day. There may be locations where we have to do some extraordinary things to get the mail delivered or to keep a retail office open on a skeleton staff. It may not be in your town. It may be the town down the road, but we are making every effort we can to stay as normal as we can. We understand the role of the mail as being not only a commercial movement, keeping commerce going, but it's also a nice social distance hug.
So to be clear, my toilet paper reselling business is not in violation of anything at this time. At this moment, I can send as much TP as I want.
All the stamps you want to buy.
Yeah. Fact,
you know, you don't have to come to the post office to buy that stamp. If you want, we do have online services, whatever you're comfortable with. So, yeah, you bring that TP on. We'll take it.
Maureen Marion, thank you for taking the time this morning. She's the manager of the Northeast U.S. Postal Service. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. Number one, Raven, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is begging healthcare workers nationwide to come and help.
I'm asking for healthcare workers to come from across the nation to help us. We have a medical staff that is just physically and emotionally exhausted.
I mean, he makes a good point. Come help us now when we need the help, and when you need it, we're going to reciprocate. That's true. You know, we may be the first and the biggest right now, but it doesn't mean all these other areas in the United States aren't going to get hit too.
Yeah, I don't think that you can hide from anything at this point. And I think that, you know, to try and be in front of something is good. There are stories of a lot of people obviously headed that way. I saw that photo of everybody coming up from Atlanta. There is very much a call to service at this point, and plenty of people are answering it. It's not like everybody else can just drop everything. So we hope that those that can will help now.
Delta is offering free airfare for any medical workers that want to come help, which is also really great. Talking about Governor Cuomo, his brother, Chris Cuomo, is a CNN anchor, but his brother just announced yesterday that he has tested positive for the virus, and he's going to be broadcasting from his basement. So he's got fevers, chills, and people that he's worked with also tested positive, and sure enough, it's terrible.
People need to be very conscious. Make sure you're washing your hands. Work from home if you can. If you're not sick and you are home, then you're in front of it. Just try and continue and be responsible. I'm sure he was, but that just shows you how strong something like this is. Hopefully he'll feel better soon.
He also joked that he thinks that his family likes him being banned in the basement. So he's got a good sense of humor with all of it. Number two thing you need to know this hour, dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus. I think this is fascinating. Turns out that every virus strain has a specific smell, which I never knew before. And they're trying to train dogs to be able to do this so that it could kind of be like a first round of protection. If a dog is coming up and smelling you, then you'll know the possibility that you should get tested.
You know, I have that sticker on the back of my car and that says, if my dog doesn't like you, neither do I.
Mm.
Kind of that same correlation of thinking. All right.
What?
My dog
Not
identifies
really.
You. Guess what? You're going to camp for 2 weeks.
That's not nice.
Nice or not, unless you got bacon in your pocket, you could have a problem.
And the third thing you need to know this hour, a Van Gogh painting was stolen from a museum that had been shut down because of COVID-19, the pandemic. And it was the only painting stolen in the entire museum, which means that I think somebody was out there to get it. It was on loan from another art institution. The theft took place at about 3:15 in the morning. They just went in and they took it.
Some pieces of artwork, right, can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So maybe this one piece of artwork was worth more than the entire place combined. That being said, to me, it all looks like waterworks. I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, come on. It's a Van Gogh.
Yeah. Could be Van Green. I don't know. From down the street. I don't know.
Good. Good. We're very cultured here.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.